Welcome to the Girl Next Door podcast. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Erica. In every episode, we bring our different perspectives to honest, funny conversations that feel like chatting with good friends.
We started this show years ago when we were next door neighbors and still haven't run out of things to talk and laugh about yet. Today, we are talking all things books for our spring reading roundup episode. We'll talk about what we've been reading lately and what we plan to read. Plus, we'll both share what else we've been reading or listening to besides books and recount recent memorable reading moments. And since we have all of our book-loving listeners here, we want to make sure you don't miss our upcoming book club episode that is just for friends of the show, where we will talk all about the book The Boys in the Boat by Daniel James Brown, which is also a recent movie, if you happen to have caught it. And I think we're going to have some differing
spicy
opinions
takes.
Here.
Yeah. Spicy takes.
Mm-hmm. So don't miss that one. So if you aren't already a part of our Patreon group, you can join for just $5 a month and get that book club episode plus access to all of our bonus episodes and content. Okay, let's dive into our book talk. What have you finished recently? What are you reading?
Okay, I'm a reading fool lately.
All right.
I'm on track. I think I'm a few... maybe two or three books behind of meeting my 100 books for the year. You know how Goodreads will tell you if you're on track.
I sure
so
do.
It's very motivating
well,
for me.
Well, and sometimes they're very judgy when they tell you how many books behind
I'm like,
you
just relax. I will catch up when I have a minute.
Give me some space.
But I just finished Down Among the Sticks and Bones by Shannon McGuire. And this is the second novella in the Wayward Children series, which is... I've heard about it from a few different people, but I'm really enjoying it and flying through it. It's like short portal fantasy. So each one is under 200 pages, but there's like, I think 8 or 9 in the series now. And it takes place at a boarding school for children who have journeyed to magical lands and been forcibly returned to the real world.
Ooh.
And it's a little bit dark. It's a little Alice in Wonderland-y. It's a little dark. There's some magic. There's some found family ideas. It's just, I have really been enjoying them and they're... a quick read. So if you're in a slump, I would recommend giving those a shot.
And are they YA or?
They're actually adult, but it says right on the cover that they could be considered YA also. Okay. So it's nothing too dark. It's just like dark in a very creative way. So I'm liking it a lot. Yeah. I'm also currently listening to on audio The Ruthless Vows by Rebecca Ross. And it's the second in the Divine Rival series, which is actually a historical fantasy YA.
Okay.
And it's very hard to describe otherwise. I will say I'm committed to finishing the two in the series now. This is the second one that came out that is the newest, but I'm not liking it as much as the hype. This series has been pretty hyped. I like the premise a lot. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's dragging a bit for me.
Okay.
So that's where I'm at with
that. What was the general premise of like the first book
or the series?
The general
premise is like they're in this historical setting where there's two, it feels kind of World War II era-esque, but it's like two gods who are at war and they're kind of inscripting people to either side of the war. They've long been dormant, but now there's magical typewriters involved that are connected to each other, and these two find each other because they're writing letters back and forth, and there's like journalism is a big part of it. So it's very, like war correspondence, but with fantasy.
Oh, that sounds very creative.
Yeah.
And so you really
enjoyed
the first
premise
one?
And I enjoyed the first one.
Okay.
I do feel like the first one ended kind of abruptly and it was like a very intentional, like, here's a cliffhanger.
That's right.
Which I don't like when it's like super obvious like that. And then I feel a little duped into reading the second one. And you know, like the second book in any series is not
so hard.
It's never usually good. It's like backfilling a lot of story.
Yes.
It doesn't grab you like the first one.
Yes.
So it's okay. And I enjoy listening to it. They are telling it in a British accent. So I like having it on in the car, but I'm kind of, you know, pushing through that one.
Okay. A little meh. Okay. Well, a notable book that I finished recently is My Murder by Katie Williams. Have you read this?
No.
Okay. I listened to it. The audio was great.
Okay.
This is a book that had me hooked from the beginning. I am still thinking about it. Mm. The book blurb opens this way. Lou is a happily married mother of an adorable toddler. She is also the victim of a local serial killer.
Ooh.
So this book is set sometime in the vague near future where immersive VR and cloning is commonplace.
Okay.
And I really liked how the author didn't give you too many details about the future. I really love how they just trust you to fill in the dots. And it's like, look,
this is possible.
It's in the future. Mm-hmm. That's not the main point of the story, but it just kind of creates this interesting environment that the story is taking place in. Anyway, so there are five victims of a serial killer that have been brought back to life via cloning technologies. Creepy. But slowly questions emerge and Lou finds herself solving her own murder.
Interesting.
This was such a unique plot, and motherhood and how it defines us was also this really interesting through line of the book. The book, I would say, has a similar feel to Emily St. John Mandel's book. So if you like Station 11, Sea of Tranquility, kind of that like futuristic, like a little bit dark.
But just like a little bit in the future too. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So if you liked either of those books, I think you would like this book as well.
I did like Station 11.
Yeah, I think you would like this one. I am currently listening to a nonfiction book called Super Communicators by Charles Duhigg. This is a book about how some people are exceptionally good at communicating, and it breaks down why that is and how we can all be better communicators. So I love communication and connection, as if that was not obvious from my work. So I am enjoying it.
I like that.
And then on my Kindle, I just started this last night. It is The Last Word by Taylor Adams. I have waited months for this at the library. I think it's very popular. It is a suspenseful thriller with this plot. After posting a negative book review, a woman living in a remote location begins to wonder if the author is a little touchy or maybe very, very dangerous.
Oh, wait. What is the title of this?
The Last Word. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, I've read this.
Okay.
I have read this.
So I just started it last night. I was actually reading it alone in our room, and I was a little on edge being by myself.
A little creeped out.
Yeah, it kind of puts you on edge. So if you're looking for something to get your pulse racing, this could be a good one.
All right.
Okay, what's one book in your to-be-read queue that you're really looking forward to reading?
Well, this is sitting on my nightstand waiting for me to start today because I was finishing something else. But in hardback, you so nicely lent me the newest Kristen Hanna, The Women. And a little synopsis of this one. I love Kristen Hanna. Mm-hmm. Like, probably my favorite author if I had to pick one that I'm enjoying reading the most right now. It says, women can be heroes. When 20-year-old nursing student Frances Frankie McGrath hears these words, it's a revelation. Raised in the sun-drenched, idyllic world of Southern California and sheltered by her conservative parents, she has always prided herself on doing the right thing. But in 1965, the world is changing and she suddenly dares to imagine a different future for herself. When her brother ships out to serve in Vietnam, she joins the Army Nurse Corps and follows his path. So I just love Kristen Hanna. She's mostly historical fiction. I think she does it so well. Mm-hmm. Such a great writer. And so I'm excited to dive into her latest.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Okay, my TBRQ could actually use a little cleanup, I am realizing. So that's on my task list. You know how that happens? Mm-hmm. You just like put a bunch of stuff.
You have to maintain it. You really do.
You really do. And we have said that before. It's part of maintaining a healthy reading life. Mm-hmm. You really need to tend to it in that way. But one book that I'm hoping comes up soon, I've requested it from the library, is West with Giraffes by Linda Rutledge. Our book club friend Shannon recommended this specifically to me.
Yes, I remember this.
Yeah, she was saying there's this really unique book, and I think you specifically, Kelsey, would love it. So I really paid attention to that. She said it's very unique, and the premise sounds very unique too. An emotional, rousing novel inspired by the incredible true story of two giraffes who made headlines in one hearts of Depression era America.
Mm-hmm.
So
love that.
I'm hoping to read that soon. Okay, what about your kids? What have they been reading lately?
Okay, I asked them firsthand as I was writing my outline for this episode at what they thought, and they said the books they wanted to talk about, Vanessa got this out of the library on her own, so she's just reading this independently. It was called All of Me by Chris Barron, and it's a middle grade written in verse. Mm. It's a body positive book about how a boy deals with fat shaming.
Wow.
And as Ari faces the demise of his parents' marriage, he also feels himself changing both emotionally and physically. Here is a much needed story about accepting the imperfect in oneself and in life. And she just picked this up randomly off the shelf. And I was like, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
I tried to play it cool. Right. Like, oh, that looks good. Yeah. You know, don't get too enthusiastic
about it. On the inside, you're like, oh my gosh.
But she said she gave it 5 stars. She literally couldn't stop reading it. It was so good. The writing was so poetic. Quote. Oh. That was Vanessa's quote. And then Julia just finished, which was actually in her independent school reading basket. So it was one of her choices that I put out for her for this year. She just finished Unplugged by Gordon Corman. And this is a hilarious middle grade novel about a group of kids forced to unplug, like turn in their phones and everything at a wellness camp. Mm-hmm. And then they instead find intrigue and adventure and a whole lot of shenanigans ensue. She said it was 5 stars and she did chuckle out loud as she was reading this book multiple times, which I enjoyed. She said it's a really good book. It actually made me gasp at certain parts. Some mysteries I can easily guess the culprit, but this one actually surprised me.
Nice.
So there's a little bit of intrigue and mystery in this too, and she really liked it.
Great reviews. I love that. Okay. Maeve and I are reading lots of Frog and Toad right now.
Yes.
Oh, I just love Frog and Toad.
Frog and Toad for the win.
Yes, we have this book that's a collection of all the Frog and Toad stories in one hardback book. And it's one that we were gifted when the boys were young. I have treasured it since the boys were little. I am just, every time I read those stories, I am impressed at just the enduring wisdom and relevance, like how the stories are so simple yet so profound. I mean, some make me emotional. Anyway, so
sweet.
Loving those. Cedric has rediscovered our bedtime math books, which we've also had for years.
I've heard of these.
Okay, I brought one for show and share. Yeah. Take a look.
I've heard these are great.
These are so fantastic. So on each 2-page spread, there's a little synopsis about something that mixes facts with some fun. Like they'll talk about the capacity of a cement truck mixer and then say, but what if it held cookie dough or something like that?
Yeah.
And then on the other page, there are 3 math questions, an easy one for really young kids, like just really simple addition, subtraction, a medium for early elementary kids, and then a harder one. So
and it says is, wee ones, little kids, and big kids. Yeah, this is so cute.
It is so cute. So we have 2 of them. There might be 3 altogether, but anyway, I just love these and he's rediscovered. So I love to see that. And then an audiobook that I just got for Dash that I am hoping he will listen to is called One Mixed Up Night by Catherine Newman. She is a writer I have loved for years, and she has written like kind of memoir parenting-esque books, just has like a very warm, you know, way of writing. This is a book that's kind of a modern retelling and love letter to the classic book from the Mixed Up Files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler. The short blurb of the book is 2 best friends on the run to IKEA. And I think they end up getting trapped and like stay overnight in IKEA. So it sounds really fun. So I think I might listen to that as well.
That
so maybe Dash and I can talk about it. Okay. Besides books, what else are you reading or listening to? Since I feel like sometimes podcasts kind of feel akin to an audiobook listening experience.
It's kind of in that genre. I have just really been enjoying the podcast with Nux and Jamie lately. Especially there is a recent-ish episode, maybe 3 or 4 episodes back, 545, Unwritten Rules of Life, Snake Draft. And what they meant by snake draft is like when you do like a fantasy football draft or something, sometimes you like snake back around so the person gets to say like 2 in a row or 2 picks. So they were doing that with like 4 people on the podcast, and it was just like all the unspoken do's and don'ts of polite society.
Uh-huh.
And it was so hilarious because it was like the things that you know, what kind of monster sort of things.
Right.
But then it was, you know, that everybody else would argue with it. Like, that's not a rule. And like, just, it was just so fun to listen to. So
that sounds
really
fun.
I have been really enjoying like podcasts like that to mix in with my audiobooks. So when I want something a little lighter, or maybe I don't have quite the attention span for an audiobook, I love the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, I've listened to that before, but it's not in my regular rotation. And that would be nice to bring in.
Yeah.
Okay. I also have some podcasts to recommend. They are a bit more cerebral.
We got a flavor for everybody today.
We really do. But anyway, it's 2 recent episodes of the Ezra Klein Show that really complemented each other. And I've just continued to think about them and I'm recommending them. The first one is, the title is Birth Rates Are Plummeting Worldwide. Why? And so I had no idea this was kind of such an issue and on everybody's mind. The U.S. birth rate is making lots of headlines lately. It is about 1.6 children per woman. I had no idea it was that low.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, that's just interesting. I really love the scientist that he interviewed for this topic. She was just really enjoyable to listen to. Mm-hmm. She was like, you know, it's fun to hear a scientist being so personable and like being able to laugh and like break things down so that you're just really understanding
kind of relevantly.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the conversation ended up touching on so many like societal and motherhood challenges. The conversation just went places I didn't expect and ended up feeling a lot more relevant and interesting to me than I expected.
Yeah.
So that was just really interesting. Yeah. And then the next week, the episode was titled The Deep Conflict Between Our Work and Parenting Ideals. And this kind of picked up where the last episode left off, kind of like, okay, if the birth rate is so low and that presents some challenges and we want to raise it, what do we have to think about?
Yeah.
And this ended up just being this great discussion of the conflicting pressures of work and raising a family.
Yeah.
And it really talked about for women, there are these two conflicting cultural ideals that we are being held to, the ideal worker and the ideal mother. Mm-hmm. And I had never thought of it articulated in that way. Mm-hmm. And it just honestly kind of like brought into light all of these, you know, conflicting feelings I have had over the years through working full time, through not working full time, all of these things where it was like, oh, it's not just me. It's like, this is really a societal wide issue. So that was just interesting and kind of cool to feel like seen almost in that way and just kind of like got me thinking. So anyway, I honestly think that both of those, that conversation in particular would be relevant to really any parent in our country.
Yeah, or anyone considering ever becoming a parent.
Exactly. Okay, next, let's talk about a recent memorable reading moment. This is any recent notable moment brought to you by books.
I love this question so much every time. Okay, I was recently really blown away by the girls' research projects that they did that went along with a book we were reading for Language Arts, which was All 13, The Incredible Cave Rescue of the Thai Boys Soccer Team. Mm. This was kind of an international story a few years ago. And an American writer who writes middle grade fiction mostly was, but she's Thai. Her background is Thai. She was visiting in Thailand when it was happening. Mm. And so the story just like caught her attention. It was on the news constantly. People were volunteering to help, all of that. So she wrote about it and it was just really good, really interesting and well done. But it just, there was like a side project that the girls were supposed to do about caves. And I think something that happens in homeschool a lot is I don't get the chance to be like blown away by my kids because I'm so in the process with them of whatever it is they're creating or learning, you know, and so I don't get that like stand back and just take it all in. So this project in particular, they could take it any direction they wanted, but they were supposed to make a museum exhibit somehow related to this book. So it could be like digging more into cave diving, digging more into the dangers of cave rescues, whatever, you know, something relevant. And then I purposely, like, I gave them the materials and stuff, and I helped them narrow down their idea. And then I was like, okay, but I'm not going to help at all. Like, this is, if you want, if you need some help, daddy's going to help you. Because I really wanted to be surprised, and I just, you know, did it that way. And it was really more just like, I need to not be involved in that project. Like, I need a minute. But it was so nice because then they gave these presentations to me, and there was, like, slideshows involved, and all of this like really thoughtful research and the way they put their presentation together, which I had nothing to do with, which just felt like so rewarding and like literally brought tears to my eyes. Cause I'm like, and I told them, I said, I don't get the chance to like come see your project you've been working on at school. Like we work on everything together. So when you do stuff like this and just like blow me away with how much you've learned and how, you know, how good your presentation skills are and all that, like I'm just really, really proud of you and get that moment instead of like, I'm sure they can sometimes feel like, since I'm the one critiquing everything and whatever, like you just want to impress your mom sometimes, you know what I mean? And so I just liked that opportunity and need to look for more of that. But it was all because of a book and this, you know, side project that we did with it. So it was just really cool.
Oh, that's really awesome. Well, I had a memorable reading moment on our recent spring break trip to Southern California, and it was something that is not particularly extraordinary, but it was just one of those very enjoyable experiences of reading by myself in a coffee shop for as long as I wanted. That is such a treat. It's one of my favorite things to do. So I had a much needed morning to myself in the midst of this 9-day family trip.
I love that you like made time for this.
Yes, I have learned that this is really very helpful, a necessity on a long family trip. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely a much better mom and spouse when I come mm-hmm. back from these. So I ended up at this very cute little coffee shop in San Juan Capistrano, which a friend had recommended. I had great coffee. I had a great bagel. I was reading The Boys in the Boat, which we're reading for an upcoming Friends of the Show book club bonus. I was nearing like the height of the climax of the book. So nice. It was just like a great point yeah. in the book. And I was just so enjoying reading. You know, I had my great coffee, my bagel, my book. And it was just like, oh, this is just everything yeah. I need right yeah. now.
All my best things.
Yes. So I love that I got to have that particular experience as part of my vacation experience, because that's one of my favorite things to yeah. do. So it was like, I really filled my cup.
I love that because it is so important. Vacations often do not feel like a vacation for the
mom. It's a trip.
Or, yeah. So like just to find a little mm-hmm. moment like, hey, I'm not working. We're not on a normal schedule. I need to take a minute too. Yes. So I love that.
Yes, you definitely get to do that. Okay, for Friends of the Show on Patreon, we are going to be continuing our book chat. We are going to be talking about reading with our husbands. Mm-hmm. I know that you and Jeremiah were wanting to read more books together. I have been wanting to do the same with Chris. So we will be talking about how that's going, maybe some challenges that we're facing when trying to start a book club with our husbands. So to see that discussion, click the link in the show notes. If you aren't already a friend of the show, what are you waiting for? You can join for just $5 a month. We have several bonus episodes waiting for you, including the upcoming book club episode all about Boys in the Boat. Okay, friends, that wraps up our spring reading roundup. We would love to hear what you've been reading lately. Tell us on Instagram. We are High Girls Next Door. You can also send us an email at highgirlsnextdoor@gmail.com. And find the notes for this episode with links to all of the books we mention on our website, girlnextdoorpodcast.com.
Thanks so much for dropping in. Until next time, friends, happy reading. We're too... Oh, I still have the old one.
There we go. It catches you off guard. Yep. Do you want me to text it to you, or it's in our... It's in our episode template.
How did that happen?
Okay, what is... Let's see, hold on.
You're like, hold on, that was
a lot. Hold on, that was a lot. Including the upcoming...
That's relevant.
Relevant.
Relevant and the send-off. Sure is.